some space, and away goes his brother. Matthew John scores.
Thanks to Mate Internet and Mobile, Australia's most satisfied customers. NBN from $59. Here's Matthew Johns.
Here indeed. Great to have the star of Fox Sports. Well, he's just the star of Fox Sports, full stop, heading into the preliminary final weekend of the NRL. Matthew Johns, good enough to join us. Okay, Matty.
Gaz, Tim, how are you, boys? How's the week been so far?
Fever pitch. Right. We're at fever pitch with our grand final just around the corner. How's your week been?
Mate, it's been good. Been good, boys. I imagine it's a lot more fun over there, Gaz. But congratulations too, mate. Heard the news yesterday that if the boys get up, you're awarding the trophy.
Thank you. Good thrill. Yep. It is massive. So it is. It's building nicely over here. It's all the excitement. Tim, what are you laughing at?
Well, I'm just...
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, what are you handing out, Tim?
Yeah. Pizza boxes.
Well, Matty, he's booked in to get a fake tan. He's going to get a set perm and a colour. Do you think he's gone too far for his appearance on grand final day?
Do you know, it's been a long time since I've caught up with Gaz, but even back then I sensed a tint. I remember one day we're in Germany and a just for men satchel fell out of his pocket. But it's one of those things that people never quite get them right. There was just that little red tinge in there.
Oh, he's away now. He's off. He's got one through the covers and hit the boundary and he's off and running.
Over the fence.
Over the fence. Hey, what's the big talk in the rugby league this week? Is it the Dally M or is it the big Penrith Storm matchup?
Yeah, look, Tim, it's just all about the games coming up this weekend. It's Melbourne Storm and Penrith, which is the game everyone almost certainly thought was going to be the grand final. But it's like when these semi-finals, when there's a bit of an upset and throws teams over the other side of the draw. I think the Storm will win that. They've sitting there, it's such an advantage having that week off. And, mate, they freshen up and do the tape better than anyone else. And Penrith just don't look a little bit tired. The other game, I just can't split Manly and South Sydney. So it's interesting. This week's Jez Hasler and Wayne Bennett, two blokes who just love playing mind games. So that'll be interesting and say nothing in press conferences. But Melbourne, I think before the finals, they were about $2.75, which I thought was too short. Now they're into about $2.05, and I think that's too long. I think they're set perfectly to win this competition now.
Oh, you were a bit worried about them a few weeks ago when we spoke to you.
Yeah, though. Yeah, I was, Tim. They went off the boil for a little bit. I always think it's a little bit of a concern when you've locked yourself into one of those top two positions. You know, 4 of the 6 weeks away from the finals, which they had done. They tread water a little bit. I thought they lost their way. They ventured away from what they did well, but they've slowly crept back. Their performance against Manly, it's taken a while to get back there, but it was back up to the sort of Melbourne Storm that you expect most of the time, almost all the time.
Speaking with Matthew Johns, excuse me, two big prelims. I'm still trying to digest that.
He was on the love boat.
It's all right, mate. It's all right, mate. Just hand out the trophy, mate. You just hand it over. That's all you got to do.
What about the bunnies and the sea eagles? Can you give us a... Because we have got some NRL fans that'd like to know.
You got... One thing about Wayne Bennett, it's been pretty remarkable. They've lost their most important player, Latrell Mitchell, who's just, mate, a machine. He's been incredible this year. You know, like, Latrell's the sort of guy that if you met him in the foyer of a hotel, you go, holy dooly. I mean, he's a big guy on TV, but when you know, he's about 6'4", 6'5", 118 kilos. He's just a monster. He's massive. They lost him, and at that point, I put a line through South, but Wayne Bennett just made Coots find a way to get him up. Shock win over Penrith. They've been sitting there waiting for Manly, and over the other side in Manly, Tom Trbojevic, mate. Melbourne are the only side I've ever seen who shut him down. They did it, but last week, he ran right again.
They were listening to us when you gave us how to shut him down. I think Melbourne Storm were listening to us on that particular Thursday.
Yeah, I think they were. They were. Yes, they picked up a few little tidbits there, boys. Always happy to help out the master coach.
Hey, if you ever wanted to see a show that highlighted the difference between AFL players and NRL players, then all you needed to be doing recently is watching SAS Australia. And Sammy Burgess, is he a tough mutter?
Oh, isn't he what?
Crikey.
Man, he's a tough guy, Sam. Tremendous bloke. I spent a fair bit of time with Sam, and he's a really thoughtful guy. I saw last night on the show, he lost his dad to motor neurone disease. Mate, he's the best, just about the best leader I've seen in sport. And, you know, he's from the north of England, you know, up Bradford. And, boys, those northern Englishmen, you know, those big tough front rowers from the north of England. Well, as they used to say, whenever they needed a front rower for the national side, they'd just yell down a mine shaft and want to come up. He's just a tough hombre.
Hey, Matty, we had our Brownlow on Monday night, and it was a fantastic winner, Ollie Wines. And so we had four players that got 30 votes or more, which has never been done. So all the midfielders are voting, and voting more than they ever have in the past. And it's, you know, lots of debate around umpires giving votes and whether it's the best mechanism, whatever. Can you explain how the Dally M award wins? Award works? Because there was some controversy about someone that was left out of the nomination. So can you talk us through the Dally M?
Yeah, well, the Dally M is what they do is they go position by position, and that's nominated, I believe, by the peers. It might be the journalist. I'm trying to think. Geez, I'm up to date with this. But anyway, they nominate position by position. But as far as winning the Dally M medal, that is done 3-2-1 each weekend by experts who vote. And we've split it in half because, we've had to do it, via Zoom and whatnot. So we split it in half, and at the moment, that'll conclude next Monday. But it's Nathan Cleary on 24 points and Tom Trbojevic on 23. I think Tom Trbojevic is about $1.10 to win it, because in those last five rounds, he at least got three points on two or three occasions. So he's almost certainly to win it. So and same here, boys. It's a competition here that has been. The gap between the best and the rest I've never seen it so wide. And as a result, there's been all sorts of records. Melbourne, 19 in a row. South winning a mile of games in a row. Individual scoring most ever for career points. All these records, but I think what it highlights, as I said before, is just the gap. And the same with the Dally M's. We're going to get a situation here where blokes are going to win the Dally M's, like, similar to you blokes, 33 versus 32 versus 31, which we've never seen before.
Anyone that listens to our program knows that you've got blue and white blood coursing through your veins. And they'd be interested in your reaction to Robbie Tarrant moving on and going to the Tigers?
Yeah. I spoke to Rob, would have been probably just before his announcement. He rung me and he said he'd been tossing and turning. And I said, mate, at the end of the day, what are your motives? And he said, well, mate, I just want to win a flag. And I said, well, mate, it's in my game, NRL stands for not for long. So, mate, as long as it's not for the money, go for it. And he said, thanks, and away he went.
Was it a short conversation or?
Shortish? It was pretty short. It was shortish, as much as it hurt me, at the end of the day, mate, I'm a player's man, first of all.
You're a club man, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Till till I die. Although I do have a soft spot for the Western Bulldogs, so look out there, Gas.
Oh, no, that's not what I want to hear. Now, you got a recommendation for us for this weekend?
I'll tell you what, just a couple of quick ones. I sat there and watched the merger last night, which was the Brisbane Bears and Fitzroy Lions, how that took place. That was really interesting. I didn't know the nuances of how that took place. But the real beauty to watch is another 30 for 30 on ESPN. It's called Once Upon a Time in Queens. And it was about the rise of the New York Mets in the 80s. Mate, it's a four, four-part doco. It's fantastic. Even like, look, I'm not a baseball man, but it's brilliant. It's fantastic documentary.
Fantastic.
And just quickly before we let you go, too, it's just been announced here. I think I might have been late yesterday. Melbourne Storm fans will get free membership in 2022, which is an unbelievable thing for the club to do. Do you think any of the other NRL sides will follow suit?
I reckon the Warriors might do it simply because I mean, those clubs, I think the clubs that haven't, their fans haven't been able to have home games at all. There's a lot that have been locked out basically for 2 years basically. So I think there'll be a couple of clubs like that that'll follow suit. But yeah, it's a great gesture. They're mate, well run, great club.
They are, and you've got them now as maybe an odds-on favourite to win. So Matty, thank you for joining us. We'll talk
You're
again
right,
hopefully
Gaz,
next week.
You might want to mate, take some ascorbic acids for that throat. I'm getting worried, mate. The last thing you want is waking up grand final day, not being able to award the trophy.
Well, you know, I don't need to talk if that would be the case, but it's very early starts over here, Matty, that have been getting me with the time difference. Yeah. But I'll be fine, my friend. I know, thank you for your concern.
Any advice?
No problem, mate.
Any advice for him, Matty, if he does hold up the cup on behalf of the Melbourne Football Club?
I won't be holding it up. I'm handing it if he
Oh, mate. Saying. Gaz, you just always got to remember, mate, it's not about you. Just dress plain.
Thank you.
And hand it over and get off the stage.
No, that's
good advice. Anyway, mate, enjoy it over there. Enjoy it over there. Pass on my best, Ed.
Thank you, Matthew. Matthew John.
There you go.
If a mate show you most satisfied NBN customers' internet from just $59 search made online, the Kangaroo fans won't be that happy with him. Giving that advice to Robbie.
Yeah, but he's a club
sounded
man.
Sounded to me like he was the one that clinched the deal.
Mm. Yeah, I think it might have been a very, very short conversation. Yeah, but Tarrant, very short conversation. Good advice for you about the cup, though, isn't it? That was great advice.
No, I don't
from a man who's
advice.
Been everywhere and knows most things. That was great
exactly
advice.
That's exactly what will be happening if, in fact,
don't
it does
you,
happen.
Don't you loiter when you get out there on Saturday. if
you
do.
See, have you seen Bobby Davis yet?
No, I haven't seen that one, no. What did he do?
In the ad break, just Google Bobby when he handed the cup over.